This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden says America's military presence in Europe is about to get bigger as NATO responds to the threat from Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
At a NATO summit in Spain, President Biden announced a significant boost for the long haul.
In Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters of the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
The first permanent basing of U.S. forces on NATO's eastern edge. The president says he's also boosting rotational troop deployments to Romania and the Baltics, sending more fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., more air defenses and other capabilities to Germany and Italy. He calls it an unmistakable message to Moscow.
That NATO is strong, united.
The White House says the commitments mean the U.S. will keep some 100,000 troops in Europe for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Biden thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday for dropping his objections to the bids by Sweden and Finland to join NATO, leading the way for the military alliance to expand even closer to Russia. Biden told Erdogan during a one-on-one meeting on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Madrid on Wednesday, "You're doing a great job." In response, speaking through an interpreter, Erdogan said that Biden's pioneering in this regard is going to be crucial in terms of strengthening NATO for the future, and it's going to have a very positive contribution to the process between Ukraine and Russia. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. The House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has issued a subpoena to former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Previous witnesses have testified Cipollone was in meetings in which lawyers debated strategies to overturn former President Donald Trump's election loss. The committee says that it requires Cipollone's testimony after obtaining other evidence about which he was uniquely positioned to testify. The committee says Cipollone had previously given the committee an informal interview, but refused to provide on-the-record testimony. A journalist was shot to death Wednesday in northeastern Mexico as he was leaving home with his 23-year-old daughter, who was seriously injured. According to state prosecutors, Antonio De La Cruz was a reporter for the local newspaper Expresso. For almost three decades, his death brings to 12 the number of journalists killed this year in the country, the deadliest for the Mexican press. And Greg Abbott, the governor of the U.S. state of Texas, is taking steps to respond to the deaths of dozens of migrants inside a sweltering tractor trailer. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
Abbott is setting up more checkpoints on highways,
targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished, to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that.
The Republican governor says many of these deaths could have been prevented if President Biden fully funded the Border Patrol operation. He pointed out the truck passed through a border checkpoint.
It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives.
The truck was registered in Texas, but had fake plates and logos. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel on Wednesday moved closer toward its fifth election in less than 4 years, plunging it deeper into political uncertainty as it grapples with rising living costs amid renewed international efforts to revive a nuclear deal with Iran. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced he would not run in the upcoming election, but would retain his position as alternate prime minister after his coalition partner Yair Lapid takes over as head of the caretaker government. Lapid and Bennett ended Benjamin Netanyahu's record 12-year reign a year ago by forming a rare ideologically mixed alliance that included an independent Arab party for the first time. The government was not expected to falter, but it did in recent weeks, and there was infighting. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.